Hello, sisters. Sister Amin from DontPerish.com. Hey, I was going to share a little bit of our day yesterday. We were headed to a big festival a few days before, and we realized that one of the three P's of street preaching might have been kind of questionable, and to drive kind of out of our way a couple hours to have a question like one of the P's is parking and the other one is public access and the other one is people. Well, the parking one was kind of causing us a concern, so we looked for a different festival and it worked out perfect, a good route for us that we might be headed anyway. And so we had really good access yesterday, lots of people coming in and out, and we were kind of in the main area where people were going in, coming out. We had free rein of the whole street on the outside of it. And so we had some really good conversations. Lots of gospel cards went out. A gang went by. There was a whole bunch of them. And a few of them actually took gospel cards. So that's awesome. So it was a really good day of witnessing, good conversations. I think a lot of seeds were planted in some of the people that we spoke to. We saw a lot of people walking through there because the sidewalk was just a little ways away from us from inside there. And we were on the road. And there was a lot of people. They would stop and listen. And so, yeah, praise God. He will do what he does with all those seeds and those people, and we just do the best that we can. I wanted to share with you, I thought it was so sweet, an older man came up with a little boy, and I don't know, I'm just kind of making a guess here, he might have been his grandpa. And Brother Tupos was talking to him, and I think, I could be corrected, but I think it was James 4:4 that he mentioned, and the grandpa had the little boy recite it to him. And it was just so sweet seeing a very young man, very young boy, know the scriptures and to be able to share them. And my heart went out and I was like, well, I sure hope that those seeds stay within him and they grow with him and he can see through the deception and the lies of everything that's going on. And we know that Jesus said there's going to be a lot of false teachers, false prophets in the end times. And so, yeah, I don't know. My heart was rejoicing. It did my old grandma heart good to hear that. It was so sweet. And then, you know, I hold a sign that says, fear God, repent. And I often get people coming up to me saying, God is love. Why should we fear him? And I always talk to them about it if they'll listen. Well, yesterday we're standing in a busy area and people were coming and going. And I just handed a couple gospel cards out to people that walked by, and there was this lady and a man, and maybe they were with this other couple, I'm not sure. She was smoking a cigarette and she's kind of looking at me, and I offered a gospel card. She just kind of stared at me and shook her head and walked off. Well, I saw her stop a little ways away, and she saw me hand out a few gospel cards. I said a couple things to a couple women, and I smiled at her even though she didn't seem very friendly. Well, next thing you know, I'm turning in circles, kind of handing out gospel cards and sharing, you know, warning people. And I turn around and I see her standing there. And I was like, hi, can I give you a gospel card? She didn't want one before. She said, well, I just have a question for you. And I said, yeah. She goes, why should we fear God if God is love? And I said, well, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So if we love God and we believe his word, I said, we're going to believe what the Bible says and we're going to fear him because it's coming directly from him. She goes, oh, I guess that makes sense. And then I told her, I said, you know, I don't know what you know about the scriptures. I said, before I do that, would you like a gospel card? It's got the gospel on here. And I said, on the back is a bunch of warnings about what man-made religion is teaching. She goes, yeah, I know. They're telling a bunch of lies. I said, yeah, here, if you'd like this. And she goes, oh, okay, thank you. She was way more receptive when she actually stopped and talked to me. So I was like, I was rejoicing because, I don't know, something about her when she first walked by, I kind of felt bad for her. But anyway, I said, you know, can I share a couple more reasons why we should fear God? And she said, yeah. And I told her we're supposed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And I thought I would read the scripture for us sisters here. Philippians 2:12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And so I told that woman, I said, you know, if we're supposed to work out our salvation in fear and trembling, that's coming from the inspired word of God. So we should follow that also. And she kind of nodded her head. And I said, here's another one. Peter talks about if the righteous are scarcely saved. And she kind of nodded like she knew that one. I was going to read that scripture for us sisters. 1 Peter 4:18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? So those two kind of resonated in her. And then I told her one more. I said, you know, we're supposed to fear God because he can destroy the soul and the body in hell. I said, and so for us sisters here, I'm going to read Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell. And so what I told her, I said, you know, we're not supposed to be fearing politics and what they're going to do with the country, and we're not supposed to fear COVID or whatever other invention man comes up with, all these sicknesses or whatever. I said, we're not supposed to fear what man can do to us. And I said, you know, we're not even supposed to be fearing Satan. I said, because if you're born again and you're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says you can resist the devil and he will flee. I said, so who is it that we should fear based on this? And I said, I could go into a lot more. She said, yeah, I see what you're saying. We're supposed to fear God. And you know, sisters, this was just so awesome, because she seemed like she was like irritated with me when she walked by. But when she stopped and watched me talking to and handing out gospel cards, something prompted her to come over and ask me about it. And I was rejoicing about that. And you know, it was also awesome about that. Her husband was, I'm assuming it was her husband, he was kind of lurking around pretending. I don't know if he was pretending, but he was just kind of like hanging around, walking behind her. But it seemed like he was listening. And then toward the end of it, when I said the word politics or whatever, he kind of stopped and stood by her. And I told her, I said, you know, check out the gospel card, because she looked like she was kind of wanting to go. I would have gone over the gospel with her. I did mention born again, and I did say it was on the card. Sometimes you don't get a chance to go into all that. You answer their question, you see if they want to talk more. But if they walk away with the gospel card, she was looking at it, and her husband was looking too. When I said the word politics, he came over and he was kind of listening. And then as she was leaving, I said, you know, let me know if you have any questions. Our email is on there. My husband would love to talk to your husband if he has any questions. We're here to answer questions. We're here to warn people about the deception. Take time away from the man-made religion. Don't bother even going in there. I said, just go study the scriptures. She goes, oh, I know. I know. They want your power, and there's one guy telling you what to do. I said, absolutely. But a lot of people go the opposite direction, and they do nothing. We want you to get in the scriptures. I said, we love you as our neighbor. That's why we're out here. And they both smiled, and they both thanked me, and they both walked away. And I thought, you know, I wanted to share this with you, sisters, because maybe it can help if somebody asks you, you know, why you should fear God. Because everybody thinks God just loves everybody just the way they are. And Brother Two Posts has a lot of teachings on that on our discernment blog. You can go check those out, or we'll help direct you to them. But I also wanted to share, you know, not judging a person's demeanor wrongly. I know we're supposed to judge people's fruit, so we can see what somebody does and go, okay, that person looks irritated to me, or somebody is mad, or you can see by people's actions what they're doing. But be very careful that you don't put yourself off from somebody. Okay, let me just say this, kind of goes along with this also. Brother Two Posts and I, we stopped in, we pulled into a parking lot. We were going to do something before it looks like it might be a storm coming. We wanted to get some things done. And we saw a whole bunch of people that looked like they had bags and stuff, like they were getting ready to get on a bus or something. Well, we were doing something, and Brother Tupo said, he goes, you know what, I'll be right back. I want to go witness to those people. And so he did, and he didn't get the best reception on some of them. But there was one that actually sat there and listened, and I think he might be sharing about that on his area of the teaching area. And there was another man came by. He said he was crying. And Brother Two Posts said, are you okay? Can I help you? And the man got really mad and swore at him. And Brother Two Posts said, you know, I was just trying to help. You know, you never know what kind of witness that might be to that man. Somebody reaching out, even though he got mad. We have to be careful that we're not being frightened by somebody's demeanor or their actions. Kind of like I shared the other day, you know, oftentimes when I go into the stores, you get a lot of these cashiers that seem really irritated, agitated, and in your flesh you could say, I don't really want to share the gospel with them because they're probably not even going to want it. Everybody in line is going to be looking at me. You know, you got to be real careful about that. You want to be obedient to the Lord, because it might be that person who needs it. Maybe not the really nice old lady walking through the parking lot pushing her grocery cart. She might not want it. But that irritated person who might be just having a bad day, having a hard time making their ends meet, whatever it was, maybe they had a flat tire on the way to work. You know, oftentimes they smile and they're the ones. You know, we see that. I talked about the gang that just went through at that festival yesterday. And as we see this, we see the lowly. I know I talk about this all the time, but it's a good reminder. We see that it is the lowly, the contrite, the offcast of society that realize that they're the ones who are living in their sins. They know that God is probably looking down on them because they're living in them. And I'm saying it in the terms that they use. But those are the ones that I like to pointedly reach out to, is the tattooed ones, the ones with the rings in their noses, and all the... I reach out to everybody. But I would say 75% of it, the weight of the scale, goes in the favor of receiving gospel cards to those who you almost would not even want to approach, you know, as a woman, if you know, on your own, if you want to judge by the outward appearances. But we got to be careful. We don't know what the Lord is doing on the insides of people's hearts. And so this woman that I talked to yesterday, she would have fit right in that category. And I don't know, my heart goes out to those people, because I was on that road, that trajectory, with tattoos and piercings and things like that. And I'm so glad that I never ended up going that far. Well, because I'm serving the Lord now, praise God for that. But that very well could have been me. Could have been me sitting on the corner there, buried in drugs and alcohol, and lost my house, and we're no better than any of them. And so I guess I just kind of wanted to share a few points of you, or with you, maybe how to answer somebody if they say, well, why should we fear God? Be careful not to allow your flesh to get in the way of judging somebody who may look like they don't want the gospel, but they may be the ones who actually receive it. Always be kind and loving to people. Yes, you may have to say some sharp, cutting things with the word, but be approachable. Be there. Just be willing, and the Lord will use you. So I thought that would encourage you, and I'm going to go back to that little boy. He just warms my heart hearing him talk about the Word of God in such a dark and wicked world where many of the adults just kind of walk by and ignore you. That little boy knew the Word of God, and it just, I thought that would make my sisters smile hearing that. So anyway, just doing some sister sharing of some random thoughts, and hopefully that was encouraging to you. I love you, sisters. Let's see what this day brings for the rest of us, or the rest of the day for us here and yours. I hope you're standing strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hold fast, sisters. He is on the throne, and he's coming back. All right, I love you all. May God be praised.